This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Nice song. It's a hit. But on the line, I've got Umamsud, Umsengech. Kabala Kengu Otembela wakwa Matikizela. Hi, Miss Otembela.
Oh, what's on Biza?
Hey, why you mabuz but Dazela? How do I know? Matikizela wangenza. Yes, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Used to call him Bamsutu, but thank you so much for joining us, Bamsutu, on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having us today, and hello to all your listeners.
No, thank you so much. And I'm sure okay, you won't take Izono's gases to work.
Oh, no.
But today, Mamsutu, we're speaking about a very important thing, which is Ewills Week. It's celebrated kakhulu ngo September. Every year ngo September, people are encouraged to kuthi badrafte ama wills wabo. Thank you so much for joining us. In fact, because we want to understand this thing yama will ukuthi okay masikhuluma nge will, what is a will and why is it important?
Okay, so a will is one of the most important tools in estate planning. It's basically a document that ensures that your deceased estate is divided and distributed according to your wishes. It can also protect your minor children by creating a testamentary trust, for example, and any vulnerable loved ones that you leave behind and you want to provide for them once you have passed on. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, a will gives you the freedom to exercise freedom of testation, and it properly guides your loved ones that you leave behind and how you want to be honored during the difficult time of your passing. Because mm-hmm. as we know that once a person has passed away, as abantu bamnyama mostly siyahlala siyaphikisana about what a person would have wanted.
Yeah.
But with a will, it's there, it's clearly stated, and no one has to guess anything.
Wow. And who's eligible to have a will? Is it everyone? I mean, what if ingane izalwe izolo and yethu mzalwayo mhlawumbe useyashiya emhlabeni? Do they have indlela yokuthi babe ne will bone abantwana or abazali ukuthi can they leave izinto zabo ebantwini abancane?
Okay, so according to the Wills Act is an act that guides us with everything that we want to know with wills. So a person can validly execute a will from the age of 16 years of age as long as that person is mentally capable of appreciating the nature of the act at the time of signing the will. So this just means that from the age of 16, you can have a will, but also with you being 16 years of age and older, you need to be mentally capable. So this means that you need to have the mental capacity to understand your actions by putting down what you want to put down in a will. Mm. So if you're below the age of 16, no, you can't have a will, but from the age of 16, yes, you may.
Oh, wow. And who is, like by law, eligible in assisting you with drafting this will, and where is it kept?
So you can also draft your own will without being assisted.
Okay.
However, if you want to do this, it must be handwritten or typed. But there are also complications if you do this, because self-drawn wills, they can be invalid because they don't often meet the legal requirements or formal requirements. So it's always best to consult an attorney to assist you accurately reflect what you want reflected in your will. And we can always make sure that it meets all the legal requirements. So now after we as attorneys have assisted you in drafting your will, we'll take it, put it in a safe for you, and you get to keep a copy. You can distribute your copies to your loved ones and they can keep it for you, so that you don't, when you pass away, somebody at least knows where you keep your will and they know which attorneys to contact so that they can help wind up your estate. And it's not a secret. So I think people always have this fear of, oh, I don't want my children knowing what's in my will, or how is somebody going to know where my will is? So we as attorneys will keep the original in a safe, and you take a copy home, you give it to somebody that you trust, so that when the time comes that you pass away, they have a copy and they can contact whoever your attorneys are.
So Tembela, what can I put in my will? I understand people, like for example, Mina, let's say I have a dog. That's the only thing I have in life. What can I put in a will and what can I not put in a will?
So basically, you can put anything you want in a will. However, what you are putting in a will must always be legal. It should not make anyone else do anything that's not illegal or goes against public morality. Mm. So you can put anything, like you can put if you want to be cremated, how you want your body disposed of. You can literally put in anything. It's a document that tells the people that you leave behind how you want to be honored. So anything goes, but it needs to be legal and not against any moral code.
And how often should one review or update your will?
So this just depends, but I would say you review your will annually. But if you're a person who regularly acquires assets, then I think every 6 months. But at any other time that you're having a major change in your life and you want that major change reflected in your will, you can go to your attorney and just ask them to update your will. You can do this by rewriting your entire will. And obviously, if you're doing that, then you revoke all your other wills. It's just a common clause that we put in wills that says, I revoke all my other wills. So it will invalidate any other will that you've drafted. And or you can do it with a codicil. And a codicil, if you don't know what that means, it's just a little annexure that we attach to your will. Excuse me, it's just an annexure that we attach to your will to reflect any minor changes that you've made.
And what happens if someone dies without a will or without a draftang will? What happens to ama estate work and all that?
Yeah, so when that sad reality happens, when a person dies without a will, that estate is wound up in terms of the Interstate Succession Act. So this is a very clinical and a very calculated way of dealing with an estate. So with this, act, the estate is divided between the deceased spouse and their dependents. So if the person who has died has a surviving spouse, the surviving spouse inherits, so I'm just going to get a little technical here. Mm. So the surviving spouse inherits the greater of 250,000 rand or a child share. So how we calculate a child share is that we divide the total value of the estate by the number of children plus the surviving spouse. But obviously to get the 250,000 rand, your estate has to be more than 250,000 rand.
Obviously.
So yeah. If there are no surviving spouses or the person left no dependents, if the person left no dependents, then the estate is divided between parents who are surviving or siblings, or if you don't have any of those, then your nearest blood relative. So it is a very sad reality if you die without a will, because you don't get a say in how you want to be honored or who inherits in your deceased estate, and anybody can inherit. And sometimes people who you may not want inheriting are going to inherit. And another sad reality is that the winding up of your estate takes a lot longer because of fights that may incur in families. People are fighting over assets. People are fighting about how they think you wanted to have been honored. And obviously this is not nice for any family to go through. So it is always better to pass away having drafted a will.
And I guess, Mom Sutu, that's why we have weeks like Abo Wills Week.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, tell us more about Wills Week.
Okay, so National Wills Week is an initiative by the Law Society of South Africa. It was started in 2008, and this year National Wills Week runs from the 16th to the 20th of September. So it started on Monday, and it is ending on Friday. Attorneys participating in Wills Week will be drafting new and basic wills for the public at no charge. And the details of participating attorneys can be found on the LSSA website. The website is www.lssa.org.za.
I believe you represent Mlambo Associate, right?
Yes, I do.
And tell us a bit about it. What services do you offer there?
Okay, so Mlambo and Associates was founded by Ntombi Mlambo, our director, in October 2023. It's a 100% black female-owned firm. We're situated in three major cities in South Africa. We're in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and Durban. And we offer a wide range of services, primarily in the financial services sector, which is pension fund and insurance law. We also do debt collection, corporate and commercial law, tax law, litigation, wills, estates, and trusts, of course, and we do labor and HR consulting. For more about us, though, you can read up on our website at www.mlambolegal.co.za. You can also send us an email on info@mlambolegal.co.za. Also, follow us on LinkedIn at Mlambo and Associates. And to see more of our fun side, you can see our TikTok page at Mlambo and Associates.
Oh, that's nice. Definitely looking forward to that. No, thank you so much, Mamsut. I'm going to refer to you as that. Thank you so much for giving us such an important information and importance in Jeyokbane. We'll definitely follow and see Namanyama Services in Wednesday. I really appreciate your time. Ne?
Thank you so much. If anybody has missed out on Wills Week this week, then you can obviously look out for Wills Week next year.
Next year. Shout out. Yeah. No, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much for
your time. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.